you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Anybody else, any other rapper, period, is executing things conceptually like Kendrick is. I don't. What's up? What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast, the podcast brought to you by the good people at Hip Hop DX. And this is the place where we keep you up to date on all things hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, still in shock, still in awe, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host that is also in shock, A-Dub.
It's Monday, it's a brand new week, and it's off to an amazing start. Okay, we got a few things to get into. So the Kentucky Derby went down this weekend. We got to talk about the two people that we saw most, Drake and Jack Harlow. They were showing out there. Plus, DJ Drama says he and Drake have finally squashed their beef, so we got to get into that as well. Then Kanye West dropped a new video this weekend for Life of the Party, and we got to break down the one that everybody is talking about right now. Kendrick Lamar finally released The Heart Part 5. So a lot to get to, but first, please follow the podcast. Please subscribe to us on all streaming platforms. If it's Spotify, if it's Podbeam, if it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, just subscribe on all of them. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Now let's get to it. All right, so let's start off with Drake / DJ Drama / Jack Harlow and the Kentucky Derby and all that's been going on this weekend. So first things first, it looks like Drake and Drama have finally put their feud that they had going on in the past. I know they had some trouble, some tension, some beef back in the day, but now it looks like they're buddy-buddy again.
So yeah, it came as a surprise when Jack Harlow's album dropped last Friday and everybody knew the song that Jack Harlow and Drake did was going to be on the album. And we also know that, you know, Jack Harlow and DJ Drama worked together or he helped, you know, push his career and things like that. So a lot of people are surprised that Drake was on Jack Harlow's album for sure and DJ Drama was a part of the album because, like you said before, there were like shots that Drake has sent to DJ Drama on for free. And also it dates back to like 2015, where allegedly DJ Drama was the one who told Meek Mill that Drake didn't write his own verse for the song Rico that they did together. So that's how it all kind of started with this whole DJ Drama and Drake beef thing. So now it looks like it's all put to rest.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like surprised that Drake was even on the song with Jack Harlow because Jack Harlow is signed to DJ Drama and DJ Drama is kind of responsible for helping Jack get that mainstream appeal. So people were like, oh, wow, Drake did a song with Jack Harlow knowing that he has beef with Drama. And then Drama came out and cleared it up like, y'all got to stop this narrative. Me and Drake are cool. We put that behind us. It's lit now. And then after Drama tweeted that out, that's when we saw all three of them together pose for a picture, looking real cool. And then we saw Drake and Jack Harlow all Kentucky Derby long. I couldn't log on to my Instagram timeline without seeing Drake and Jack Harlow together. I saw that they had Drewski there with them, too. Like, it just looked like a total party at the Kentucky Derby with those guys. They were on the news and everything. So good to know that Drake and DJ Drama no longer have beef. And how could they? I mean, Drake and Jack Harlow have such a great partnership. Anytime they do anything together, it goes viral. When they go to Turks and Caicos together, it goes viral. When they're hanging out, when they're on online commenting to each other, it goes viral. So, I mean, you have no choice but to squash it at that point. Drake has had a hand in Jack Harlow's career going further as well, like just with the features and with the association. I mean, even when Drake popped up on Jack Harlow's show in Toronto, that was a viral moment. So, I mean, there would be no further reason for Drake and DJ Drama to still be at odds, especially when Drake and Jack Harlow have such a good relationship. So, I mean, it was good to see this weekend. I enjoyed seeing those Kentucky Derby clips. I did.
Yeah, people were eating those clips up of Jack Harlow and Drake. They had the whole Kentucky Derby, like, there was one clip where, like, I guess they're up above something and a big crowd is underneath them and they just go crazy at the Kentucky Derby. I didn't know the Kentucky Derby could get even that lit after seeing Jack Harlow and Drake and Drewski and all them being out there. So it was a moment for sure.
Oh, yeah, it was extra lit. And even their song together is called Churchill Downs. And Churchill Downs is where the Kentucky Derby happens at. So it's like you had no choice but to be lit. Jack's album is out. He's from Kentucky. They're at the Churchill Downs with him and Drake, where he has the song with Drake called Churchill Downs. Like, it was just a perfect storm of everything. So definitely love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Kanye, because he dropped a new video this weekend. He dropped it on Mother's Day yesterday, and this was the video for Life of the Party. Now, speaking of Drake, I swear everything is just all tied in. So Drake did initially leak this song with him and Kanye. He leaked it on OVO Radio or whatever platform it was. And the song was actually fire. Like, the song Life of the Party, everybody loved it, especially Andre 3000's verse when it came out. Like, everybody's like, yo, this is, they were calling it verse of the year, all of that. After Drake leaked the song, everybody's like, okay, all right, we need a video to this. Kanye, Andre 3000, we need that video. Video didn't come during that time. And then we get word around Mother's Day that Kanye's finally going to drop it. So we like, all right, cool, it's lit. So the video drops, I check it out, and Andre 3000's part is missing. Like, Andre 3000 is not even anywhere to be found. His verse, nor him. So it's just literally just Kanye's part as the video. So I was just a little bit confused by that, honestly, because I feel like Andre's part was more about in the theme with Mother's Day than Kanye's was, kind of. So I get that Kanye was dropping it probably in honor of his mom for Mother's Day or whatever the case is. But I was just confused as to Andre 3000's absence.
Yeah, that is interesting, because for Kanye's part, it is, you know, he was kind of throwing the digs at Drake and things like that, where, yeah, Andre's was about, you know, mothers and things like that. So I'm kind of interested that Kanye decided to put out a video for it, you know, knowing that him and Drake are good and buddy-buddy again. And then also with no Andre verse, it's like, did Andre not want to be a part of it? Did you not want him associated with it anymore? Like, it is interesting, but
Questions that need answers. Questions that need answers. And another thing I want to point out about the Kanye video, too, is he's not really, or live action-wise, he's not really there in the video. It's photos of Kanye from his youth, from his childhood, and they're using the deepfake technology or whatever it is to make it look like the mouths on the photos are moving, like Kanye at 5 years old is rapping this. They're making it look like Kanye at these various ages is rapping the song. And while it was cool, it was a cool video, when you see the video that Kendrick Lamar put out, which we'll talk about in a moment, and this is not a diss to Kanye whatsoever, but when you see how far the technology can be taken and how far it can be used to just up the quality of it, I feel like, dang, I wish Kanye didn't drop this at the same time that Kendrick dropped his, because we're seeing it at the highest, the absolute highest level when we see that Kendrick Lamar video versus this Kanye video, where it's just like, yeah, the lips moving on the pictures is cool, but we seen what Kendrick did over here. I hate that it dropped at the same time. And then that coupled with the fact that Andre 3000's verse and he is not there and he's not participating in the video either. Like, we just, it's kind of, it feels like it's missing something, or maybe as much time wasn't put into it, or more time could have been put into it to kind of elevate it to that next level, because it was almost like a slideshow with like moving lips on the pictures. I really don't want to try to take away from it, but that's kind of the vibe that I got from it. And then seeing Kendrick right after that, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it is interesting, because once we get into Kendrick's video, it'll make a lot more sense in the flow of this podcast conversation. But I mean, I wish Kanye would have did a little bit more different, but it's still a good video. But it is a lot of questions about why certain things didn't occur, you know? So
yeah, if you couldn't get Andre to jump on board, I think you should have just let it sit. Or if you needed more time to get Andre on board, you should have gave it more time. If you needed more editors or more people working on it to kind of up the quality of the technology that y'all use, whatever you needed to do, I think Kanye should have took some more time with that and did that, and not just like threw it out there like that, because it felt kind of like random, like he heard or saw what Kendrick was doing real quick and just was like, oh yeah, let me throw something out there too. Like, that's the vibe I kind of got from that. But anyway, let's get to this Kendrick video. Let's get to the heart part five, because this broke my Twitter, at least what I saw last night. Everybody was talking about this song, rightfully so, man. This video was amazing. He finally delivered it yesterday, and he just tweeted it out. He tweeted out the video, the link for the video. There was no big press release, no huge announcement around it. He just tweeted out the link, and people went crazy from there.
Yes, so the video is, of course, for The Heart Part 5, and we kind of talked about this a little while ago that Kendrick may have been hinting at dropping this song before the album that comes out on May 13th. But the video is directed by Dave Free and Kendrick Lamar, and it begins with the quote, "I am all of us." And then
that's,
it's
powerful.
Just
powerful.
It is. Yeah, definitely powerful. And the whole video is about, well, the song is about five and a half minutes long, and it's Kendrick rapping through the whole thing, but using that technology again, his face is transforming into different people. So he transforms into Will Smith, Kanye West, Jesse Smollett, Kobe, I think, and Nipsey, and is anybody else I miss? Oh, O.J. Simpson. And when his face transforms, it kind of goes with the lyrics that he's saying at the time. So he's playing these different personas or type of thing. But it's really interesting how he did it.
Yeah, I feel like we got to really break it down, though, so people understand there's so many different elements to it. Like, first off, he opens up with, or when the song first comes on, you hear that Marvin Gaye sample. That's the first thing that blew me away, that Marvin Gaye "I Want You" sample, because you know how hard it is to get Marvin Gaye's family to let you sample his music? They suing everybody and their mama. So that's a flex in itself. When you hear that "I Want You" sample come in, it already sets the scene for a great song. And then, like you said, that opening quote, "I am us." What does that tell you about what he's about to do? He's about to talk about us as a people. Like, he's about to get into it, which he did. He proceeded to do on the song. Even in the intro, he's talking about perspective. Life is all about perspective. And before he goes into rapping, he thanks the fans. He knows we've been waiting all this time for this music. And then he goes into, like, just painting a picture of how he grew up, what it was like, where he came up at. He talks about that. Then he reinforces the fact that he's doing it for the culture with the beginning quote. But then, like, somewhere in the verse, he says, "I'm doing this for my culture," something to that effect. He says a lyric like that. And then he goes on to talk about his peers within the culture. Like we said, he transforms into Nipsey Hussle. He transforms into Jesse, Will Smith, OJ. And as he's doing that, like, he speaks on what these guys are known for, what's been associated with them, some of the issues that they've had. Yeah, when he was talking about Kanye, he said, "My friend's bipolar, grab you by your pockets, no option if you froze up." Like, he goes into that when he speaks on Kanye. And then when he speaks on Nipsey, he's rapping the entire part about Nipsey Hussle from the perspective of Nipsey Hussle. And Kendrick has done this in so many different songs, where he changes up the perspective of who he's rapping as, and it goes crazy every single time. Like, he did that, a lot of that, on Good Kid, Mad City. He does it on a lot of his albums, but just to hear that part, him rapping as Nipsey Hussle, using the themes that Nipsey Hussle used when he was alive and speaking on people in Nipsey Hussle's life, that was just a moment as well.
Yeah, for sure. And once the video started getting posted everywhere and people listening to the song, I saw a lot of people bring up the whole, you know, Drake versus Kendrick Lamar thing, which I didn't even know was the versus that before. But people are bringing up that, you know, Drake being the best rapper and Kendrick Lamar being the best rapper, that it's not even a debate anymore, because Kendrick Lamar, like, drops art. Like, he drops art on us, and, like, well thought out verses and music videos and things like that. Like, Drake got the hits for sure, but when it comes to Kendrick's, what he drops and what he creates, it is amazing for sure.
It really is. And every part is so articulately thought out and so well executed. I mean, like, even just down to the album artwork, where you see all those fives, those hands putting up fives, those are literally the guys that he's morphing into. Those are their hands. So you see a photo of Jesse Smollett walking out the courtroom, putting up his hand with the five. That's his hand in that photo. You see the picture of OJ with the glove in the courtroom with both of his hands up, throwing up fives. That's OJ's hand with the glove on the album artwork. I mean, it gets really intricate. Like, he's got Kobe's hand up there throwing up the 5-2. I was really just blown away by the execution of this whole thing. And then, speaking of that word, execution, he uses it in a different way in the song where he talks about all of his peers being executed, like an O.J. Simpson or a Kanye West or a Will Smith or a Jussie. And he doesn't mean like a literal execution, like they're being killed. He means their character is being assassinated. And that's facts. Like, all of these men, we've seen Will Smith's character be assassinated for the past couple of months. Kanye's character has been assassinated over the years. And he's not saying it as if, you know, some of these actions are that these people have done aren't wrong. But it just goes to show how these men are crucified versus maybe people in other cultures. Like, it was just really shone, however you say it. It really shined a light on that. And I thought that was amazing, too. Man, Kendrick, like we said, man, it's art at the highest form, at the highest level. I don't think anybody else, any other rapper, period, is executing things conceptually like Kendrick is. I don't. They have great songs. They have great music, great videos, great bars. Like, there's people rap-wise that are able to be in that same arena of greats with Kendrick, like the Coles, like the Drakes, all of them. But when it comes to concepts and executing things conceptually, like, I don't believe anyone puts as much thought into it as Kendrick does. I don't.
Oh, no, that's big facts. Like, legit, no one is doing it like Kendrick. The way he, from the website to, you know, even being gone for so long, like for 5 years or whatever, like, him to come back like this, I know some people were kind of not, I don't know what the word is, but a lot of people were kind of worried if Kendrick were to come back, it's been so long that it would have been like, oh, not the same, or he would have like went a whole different route. But I think with dropping The Heart Part 5, it like kind of eased everybody's mind. We're like, okay, Kendrick's in his bag. The album's going to be just like this. Mm-hmm. We're good. We're relieved. Like, so that's what I'm kind of happy for too, was like this song. I was like, 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes long. What's he going to talk about? Is it all going to be good? And then with the video, the concept, like, I was blown away. So I'm ready for May 13th because I think it's going to be in that same Kendrick that we know of for sure this time. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am too. And if The Heart Part 5 is any indication of what's to come on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, get ready for that second Pulitzer Prize, baby. Kendrick, you got it coming. It's on the way for you. If you're giving us this level of art and above on this new album, like, I see it coming. And really, the world needs it right now. So excited for this new Kendrick. I'm glad that he dropped this off on us. And you know what's even crazier? The video is already deleted. Like, it's not on YouTube anymore. So I hope you saw it while it was up, because it's gone now. So I don't know why he took it down. I don't know if something happened, but it's not even on YouTube anymore. The link that he tweeted out doesn't work. So hopefully you caught that. Are we reading into that? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But going back to that Kanye thing real quick too, because while I was looking up the Kendrick video to see if it was still on YouTube, but right before it got deleted, it had 5.3 million views. That's in 11 hours. So this video was about to go crazy. It was number one trending on YouTube, 5 million views in 11 hours. And then I had went just to go see, like, all right, what did the Kanye video do? It had 792,000 views in 10 hours. So I'm just like, that just goes to show you, when the art is done at the highest level that you as an artist can possibly execute it, that's the results of it. But yeah, that's a lot. We can go on talking about The Heart Part 5 for another hour, but I think that is a good note to end it on this morning. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials. That's our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is All Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us as well. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. If you want to come argue about this Kendrick video, you can hit me at A-S-H-I-A-S-K-Y-E.
And you can hit me at A-Dub on everything. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we will see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.